Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and it's continuing coverage of DEMA 2019. I had to kind of expand into a second week because there's so many people that we have to talk to that we weren't able to connect with in time for the broadcast last week. It's such a massive event, and what a great time we've been having. Now, one of the advertisers on Scuba Radio, our new sponsors for the last few months that we've been working with, is the island of Curaçao. They have a huge pavilion here at DEMA, and so I decided to just come over to the aisle and talk to everybody at once and kind of get an idea of what everyone's doing there in Curaçao. So we're going to start with you. You say your name and where you're from.
Well, first of all, thank you, Greg, for this opportunity. My name is Ivana. I work for Dive Division. I'm a Paddy Mass instructor. At Dive Division, we're one big family, just like the Curaçao Island. We have four dive centers. We have resorts, hotels, and we can provide shore diving and boat diving pretty much 24/7. We love blowing bubbles underwater.
Yes, you know, they got a lot of attractions underwater that I have seen firsthand. I love Curaçao because not only is the diving great, but you got all the stuff and then some of things to distract you topside. You know, whether it might be a bar. There might be a bar or two you got to hit when you're done with your day of diving. Just a slight chance of that, but you got plenty to choose from when you go to an island like Curaçao, right?
Well, Curaçao, the way I say it, sunny Curaçao welcomes everyone. It's for divers, for non-divers, snorkelers. People just want to relax and read a book, want to go on a catamaran, having a great day at Klein Curaçao. The possibilities are huge. We got the dive bus where there's great shore diving, fun, professional, super great crew. We've got Go West if you want to explore Watermula, one of the most beautiful dive sites on the island. There's got other representatives here. They're going to talk about their own premises. But yeah, if you come to Curaçao, there's not just diving. One thing I love about it is the quad trips, the paddling, the kayaks, the history of Curaçao. Let's not forget about the history.
The people.
The locals, the beautiful, colorful houses, the floating bridge.
When I went there, they said I was super douchey.
Super douchey, leka leka also. That's my only Dutch. But one thing also that is super great about Curaçao is the possibilities on the restaurants, the bars, the flexibility of vegan, vegetarian food. Lionfish, let's not forget, we love to hunt lionfish, my friends.
Yes.
And we eat a lot of it. Ceviche, fried, you name it, and
they got it in Curaçao. Now let's work around. Let's talk to some of these folks. So you are, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, sir. I'm Orlando Mendoza. I'm the owner of Caribbean Sea Sports. We're based in Marriott and Dreams Resorts. We have been there since 1993, and right now we're kind of open brand new 15 December.
With a new hotel and everything, or what?
Brand new hotel and everything. Brand new boats, brand new everything, brand new staff. We're ready for it.
Excellent. Well, great stuff. And by the way, they gave away an amazing dive package here at DEMA, a 7-night package with diving accommodations and airfare. So it was massive for Dive Fest 2020. What are the dates for Dive Fest next year? Do we know?
The end of September, around 20th September.
20th. Yes, we'll go with that. Okay, so since I'm talking to you, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Jan from Dive Center Scuba Doo, a 5-star paddy center right into the Bay of Yantil. 4 resorts around us. Great diving, great restaurants for the nighttime entertainment.
Well, I'll tell you what, for Dive Fest 2020, there is going to be so much fun to be had because obviously the diving is great, but because they have all these cool topside distractions, bars and restaurants and Starbucks, whatever you need, you know, it's not overdeveloped, but it has just enough to really have an amazing time there in Curaçao. Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Bob, Jan Tiel Diving, and great to be on Curaçao.
How long have you been diving there as an operator?
I've been almost 10 years there, worked at different dive centers, and the quality of the diving and the dive center is just top-notch.
I have no doubt. You have to be. You know, you got a lot of divers, a lot of people that want to have quality stuff. I mean, that's the thing. You know, Curaçao, right in the middle of Bonaire and Aruba, and so Bonaire kind of just focused on diving. They got a great product too, but Aruba is kind of more for sailors and things like that, kind of more upscale hotels and things like that. But man, I'll tell you what, Curaçao has the sweet spot, if you ask me. They got the best diving, they got the best hotels kind of combined together, so you get the best of both worlds. You with me on this, Peter?
Yes, I'm Peter. I'm managing Bahia Diving, a small family resort at Playa Lagoon. And we can cater all the dive facilities for big group and small groups.
And that's the thing, too. If you want to go with a bigger hotel and a resort kind of vibe, you can do it. Or you can go to a little family thing and get off the beaten path. And up there on the West End, that's more rustic and stuff, from what I remember, Mushroom Forest, one of them dive sites, is that right?
Yeah, correct. We are basically located next to Mushroom Forest. Mushroom Forest at the Santa Cruz Bay. We are the next bay, Playa Lagoon, and we're basically next to the Christopher Park.
Yeah, so you kind of get an out-island experience on a certain end of the island, and then just drive back into the town, and you got your Starbucks and everything else you want to do. What else?
Well, I just like to say that no matter who you're going to be diving with, go west, Caribbean Sea Sports, Scuba-Doo, the Dive Bus, Coral Divers, Blue Bay, Boulevard Dive, Jan Tiel Diving or Bahia, I can assure you that Curaçao is going to take care of you, because Curaçao is super awesome.
Super douchey?
Super douchey.
Yes.
Leka leka.
I don't even know what it means. I just like saying it and getting away with it. But, the thing is, it's awesome. It's a whole thing in Curaçao. The people are, obviously, you can tell, they're pretty nice folks. And I appreciate not only what you guys have done with Scuba Radio here at DEMA, making everybody happy here, but just spreading the love of diving.
And don't forget all the great job that Charter has done for us, and to organize all the Dive Against the Breeze, the monthly cleanups, even through Café del Mar parties where we go and clean up after the parties, after Falta. Curaçao people care for Curaçao Island. Just come and see it and feel it.
Just jump in the water, have some fun. Guys, thank you so much, and look forward to Dive Fest 2020, and hopefully if you'll have us, we'll come. Will you have us?
Awesome. We'll have us.
Okay. We'll have us or you? That didn't sound like a positive answer. I'm not sure.
Greg, we welcome everyone, and when I mean everyone, I mean everyone.
Even us.
Absolutely,
okay,
my friend.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it. That's close enough. That's the best invitation I'm going to get, so we will take it. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're not even going to stop. We're going to just keep going, because we are live back here in the studio in Orlando now.
Dude, seamless. Look
what
at
do you.
Mean? God, that was awesome.
It was like I was a professional, you think, CJ?
It's like you time traveling.
No. Actually, yes. Yes. But we are back in the studio. We are live. We are here to take your calls at 888-88-SCUBA. We have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad representing. Now, actually an interesting mix today as well, as we reflect back on DEMA 2019. You can hear I have a little bit of a raspy voice.
You sound terrible.
Thank you. I thought it was I was trying to bring sexy back.
Yeah.
You know, Barry,
I don't know, man. I'm not the one to ask.
Barry Zibugger. Picked up this DEMA bug too. Barry, come in. Where are you, buddy?
I'm here.
Okay, he sounds terrible.
Barry White time. You don't hear me?
I hear you, but what happened to your Barry White kind of low voice?
My Barry White, it keeps changing. Every time I cough, another voice comes out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just keep that keep those voices inside your head.
I'll keep them inside. Yes.
Okay. We also have Jerry the Diver Guy, who did not make
What's
it to DEMA.
On?
But
yeah,
he is with us today. You made it at least to the show, so we can at least rub in all the great stuff that we did to you, because you were a poor sap, didn't make it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So stand by to get
I'll
abused.
Suck.
Also, we got Cap Malty Martini, and it's his birthday today. Cap Malt, are you there? Or are we talking to Julio or Gomez right now?
No, I'm here, buddy.
Okay.
There he is.
It took it. There was a little bit of a delay.
Happy birthday. That's the story of my life. 3 seconds.
Hold on. Wait. Yeah, hold on. Jerry, don't do that. We have Kristen for those kind of birthday wishes. Mermaid Kristen is with us, connected via the web. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling that voice struggle too. I think I just got mine back.
Uh-oh. Like all right. Day. So she's feeling a little peaked, or is that the right word?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, she's with us. Yeah, Jerry.
It might be a good thing that I didn't go. I am not sick.
Yeah. Well, good point. Yeah, there's a lot of folks that kind of came down with this flu thing or something. This is blows.
But who did I get to sit next to while I was up there?
Kristen. And she told me to please keep you away from him.
Right. What? And then who else?
Aquaman.
And who else?
Aqua Gypsy. And is she here right now? I don't see her.
No, she's not here right now.
You killed her. You killed her. Oh, my God. God help us. Oh, we got a lot of positive things to talk about, believe it or not, next, other than being sick. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What in God's name are you talking?
You think they wanted the sharks to get smarter? It just happened. And they all got eaten because of it.
Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. It's murder out there, murder out there. Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. Hey, don't you worry about the Deglo Orange Life Preserver.
Yeah, that'd be weird. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, fresh from the 2019 DEMA show, where Scuba Radio was voted the diving community champion of the world. Yes, that's us. And we thank you for your support. That was actually, you know, voted on by all the members of the DEMA organization.
Just ballpark figure, how much money did you have to outlay? I mean, round up to the nearest, you know, hundred.
$237.13 per DEMA member.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Over the last 23 years, we did the math of all the giveaways that we've done. I mean, heck, we added about another 30 this year, $30,000 worth of stuff we gave away last week at the DEMA show. Thanks CJ. To our friends at Explore Ventures, Reef Safe, Shearwater Research, all the people you hear about on Scuba Radio all the you know, ads and things like that. They were very, very generous.
Maybe we
year.
Need a cough drop.
A cough drop
sponsor for you.
Well, right. Nah.
I need moonshine right now.
There you go. Come on, Jerry, get to work. What the hell's wrong with you?
Y'all got this crud. That moonshine will take it out of you in a day.
Yeah,
that's what I told him yesterday.
It's not moonshine. It's medicine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's spring water.
All right. So you were on a mission, since you weren't at DEMA last week, to get us some medicine, and he didn't get it delivered in time. And then the whole Scuba Radio Scuba Squad ended up getting this little DEMA bug. And I will say,
if I was there, y'all would have drunk enough alcohol to kick this crap.
Yeah. All right.
I think I did Friday night, which is why I'm not sick.
Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously, we just heard Kristen's a little gassy. But Kristen, how are you? Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't think I got sick. I think it was just from like sitting there and talking to people all day and like talking over. I was like right next to the speaker the whole time.
Right.
Talking about the music and people having full conversations with me the whole time.
They were coming up and they wanted to talk to the mermaid and find out what was going on with Kristen.
She's from the deep.
There she is.
How was your first DEMA, Kristen?
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was literally in scuba heaven. Like, I had a blast, and I cannot wait to go back.
Well, I will tell you, you know, I was seeing how Kristen was interacting with the dive industry folks that we mingle with throughout the week, and she did a great job. She was also doing some side work with our friends from Reef Safe and Tropical Seas, so she kind of got out there in the you know, real dive industry world and did some, you know, face-to-face kind of interaction with those folks representing their products a little bit. But you just had a good time, and you could tell that you were in your element. Am I right about that, Kristen, or what?
Yeah, I was so happy, and honestly, it was perfect timing. I needed that so bad. And it was honestly, I think my favorite part was that I didn't realize just how many people I actually know in the dive industry, like all over the world, until I was at DEMA and all these people kept coming up to me and saying, hey, we've met before. Hey, how are you doing? And I was like, this is awesome. This is
right.
Amazing.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the folks on Scuba Radio kind of get that reaction. It's like, hey, I saw you on the, I remember seeing your face on the wall at the post office, that kind of stuff. So, you know, those elements and being recognized, that's always a plus. So I'm glad you had that experience. But did you get an opportunity, Kristen, since you were, you know, the newbie amongst our group right now that had never been to a DEMA show? Was there any products or things when you were walking around that stood out that caught your eye, or did you have that opportunity or not, or didn't have that opportunity to get around as much as you'd like?
I didn't have the chance to walk around too much because I was busy with between the two booths and whatnot. But I mean, I did have a chance to walk around. I found some really awesome jewelry from a girl. She calls it her company, the Slug and Kraken. And she had these really cool custom made stuff. I got a cool necklace from that.
Oh, okay.
And I think it was, I don't know, watching it. Like, my biggest thing was I was looking at all the freediving fins most of the time I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, because she's a mermaid, they got to get those mono fins and kind of stay up with the latest and greatest mono fins that they can use to swim as a mermaid under the sea, which is appropriate. Well, I'm glad you got around and saw some of that stuff. We got to dive a little deeper into DEMA this week because, you know, now that the event, I mean, it was a whirlwind. As you heard on the broadcast, if you heard me talking to all these people, I mean, I'm going like 90 miles an hour and trying to catch up with friends and find out what everyone's up to. You know, we saw our good friend Brendel from Brendel's Dive Center there in Green Turtle Key in the Bahamas. We expect to have him on the show actually next Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend, and get a firsthand report. But he looked really good and gave me a brief little update, little preview of things to come that we'll try to dive into deeper next week on the show. Also, a guy came up to me who was a blind diver. He had a group of them, friends, and they came up and said, hey, this guy can't see. And I'm like, what? What's going on? And they told me, and his story is absolutely remarkable. And we have him slated for next week as well. It's pretty cool, folks. So just a couple little tidbits that we got coming up. But today, what I want to dive deeper into is some of the products that we saw that I may or may not have mentioned briefly in passing on the show last week. But there were definitely some you know, interesting products that caught my eye. The Aqua Gypsy, for sure, it caught her eye as well. And, you know, so I guess the one thing that probably got the most buzz, I think this is a fair assessment, and, you know, people will back me up or they'll disagree, but if they were at the DEMA show, they saw there was a space age helmet. It looked like a motorcycle helmet type of thing, but it looked very, you know, much like a TV prop or a movie prop from Terminator or, you know, Starship Troopers or Star Wars or something. What are the Stormtrooper guys? Yeah, it looked like one of those big white Stormtrooper helmets. But this thing, what I didn't realize at the time when I first saw it, I just thought it was some new helmet, you know, that you put on and you can walk underwater and it's like a scuba bob kind of contraption. It ends up this thing actually is a rebreather from a guy in Russia, or a group in Russia, that's trying to come up with this underwater rebreather that's self-contained in a helmet. It's the craziest looking thing you ever saw. It looks very spacey. You know what they needed to do is put this thing, the driver of the Cybertruck from Elon Musk, that didn't quite go as well, you know, when they tried to break the windows. They should have put this guy in one of these.
Succeeded.
Yeah, yeah, and then it broke anyway. The same kind of thing. There was some similar type of things that may have happened. I don't know, but Big Wave Dave was there in the pool, and they had this helmet on, and we're going to get a little deeper into that and a couple other products. And we got to celebrate Captain Walt DeMartini's birthday! I got to talk to him before he passes out, so that's coming up next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. Bubble Boy was supposed to be here, but what happened, CJ?
He said he didn't realize there was a show this week.
What?
I'm just telling you what he texted me.
Okay.
I said, yo, where you at?
Yo, Bubble Boy.
He's off-roading in his new truck.
He might be.
No, he's not.
He's snorkeling. He has a snorkel, so he's out there snorkeling.
He's actually up over by my house with some other friends of ours.
He has other friends?
So it would take him, at least 25 minutes to get over here.
We will never forgive him.
And he sounded like he had no plans to come whatsoever.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, there's no Bubble Boy, but we do have Captain Walt DeMartini, and today is Captain's birthday. Happy birthday there, Captain Walt. How are you, buddy? How are
great,
things?
Great, man. Thank you so much. Yeah. I've had a wonderful day.
Yeah? What have you been doing? How have you been celebrating?
Working.
Working on?
Working.
Drinking.
Rum.
Yes.
Working on drinking rum.
Okay.
I was going to ask, how does a guy who every day is a party celebrate his birthday? How do you make that special?
Normally, I hide.
but your friends Julio and Gomez come out at some point.
They tracked me down about 7 o'clock this morning. So it's been
really so they're stalking you.
Yeah, ongoing festive affair here at the Gomez Hilton.
Okay, I have no doubt. Well, at least we got them semi coherent before it gets
just try to
out of
keep
control.
The cops away.
Yeah.
What was it?
800.03.
I knew there was a three in there somewhere.
Yeah. Wait, what is that? What does that mean?
I'll let him explain.
What do you mean?
A Florida statute.
Oh.
You look it up.
Okay. Getting a little too personal like. All right, we'll just leave that one lie and get back on track. Talk about some of these cool new products that we saw at the DEMA show last week. That's next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Magazine in Japan. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Japan, believe it or not, Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, who was supposed to join us today. Something must have came up. She's out hanging out with Bubble Boy probably, but she had mentioned that she goes, "Hey, I found out about diving in Japan." And I'm like, "Okay. Well, what did you find out?" She goes, "They want to promote it. They want to go. They want us to go to Japan and dive." Now, I don't know
Okinawa.
If this Well, I don't was were you with this with them when they were talking about this, cuz she brought up your friend Koji and said,
"Yeah,
that,
yeah, we talked to the people about Okinawa."
Okay.
Where I used to fly in and out of.
Uh-huh.
And then Koji's he's always putting something together over there.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, it'd be great. You know, the thing, you know, the problem they have over there is they like to eat everything you go see. Is that true or no?
That's true.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. You know, everything in moderation, right, CJ?
Yeah, they eat them raw.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to do to get in their good graces is bring Captain Walt with us, because he's like a world famous chef over there.
That's right. He's the lobster cooking Japanese chef of the year from 2010.
So we just ride his coattails.
Right. And, you know, we go over there. We'd be like superstars.
Get the star treatment.
So you were having this conversation with some folks from Okinawa that were at the Dima show. Is that right, Captain Walt? Is that
yeah, that's affirmative. Yeah, and they want to really promote diving over there. And of course, Koji brings all his people from Japan over here and certifies them here in the U.S. and in the Bahamas.
Okay.
But so now they want to turn the tables on us, and we're the diving's pretty good over there.
I have no doubt. I bet it is really good. You know, there's great diving everywhere, you know, all around the world. You just got to find the right folks to tell you where it is, and they'll, lead you. You know, lead you by the hand or take you on a dive and show us what they got.
Lead you by the hand?
Huh?
Huh?
Take us by the hand and, you know, lead us on a dive. When, I'm trying to bring people together, CJ. Don't make it awkward. Yes, Barry, go ahead. I hear you want to.
Pete from Scuba Board has joined us.
Oh, just in the nick of time. Pete, how are you, buddy? Come in.
Any better, I'd be Greg Holt.
Well, there I don't know about
is.
That.
There he is.
You just wouldn't be the dive champion of the world. That's all. But you
Greg,
still be.
You got to watch it, Pete. Greg's cold medicine starting to kick in.
Yeah.
That's got to be it.
We call it medicine. In the mountains of Virginia, some people call it
maize.
Shine. Anyway.
You know, when you mentioned new equipment, did you mention the massage chairs that you fell in love with?
Of course, we're gonna get into that. Yeah, me and Barry had a moment.
We inspect those every time there. Barry.
We do. Oh, it's a thing.
He was out cold. He looked so happy in that chair.
Yeah, yeah. That, Barry took a picture of me in the massage chair. It's very flattering.
It's a little weird. Yeah.
He's got it blown up right now, and it's poster size over his bed, which is weird.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, hey, you do
along
what you
with Aquaman.
Do. Oh, that you do. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Who are we talking about? Me or Barry?
Barry.
Okay.
You.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez. Anyway, yeah, the massage chairs are one of my Dima secrets.
Those are amazing.
They have those, you know, they do it at all the trade shows, and those big, you know, $5,000, $10,000 massage chairs. Well, the trick is you go over there every afternoon and get a little kick, a little pick-me-up, and you go, hey, can I do a little demo? I want to buy one of these. And they say, sure. Well,
Brittany was ready to throw the credit card down and let's get one.
Well, so. Maybe that's where she is, and she fell asleep.
You know what their tagline used to be, don't you, Greg?
What's that?
Like a million tiny fingers urging her to let go.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Gosh. Regardless, I didn't buy one, but I did get a free little massage each afternoon, and it was kind of a little pick-me-up. You know, you do a little 5-10-minute massage, and you're good to go for the rest of the
Rotating balls that dig into your back, right?
Did we do a segment in one of those one time, Greg?
We might have. I don't remember.
I believe we did.
We probably
did. I'm Greg.
I don't think that's accurate. It was fun, and that is one little trick. But talking to more about the diving items that were on display there at DEMA. Now, Pete can back me up on this because we spoke about this a little bit before the show today. And that was that helmet that I was talking about that from the folks from Russia had a helmet or self-contained rebreather and a helmet, you know, like the size of a football helmet kind of thing. And it looked really spacey. Yeah, it looked very spacey. Well, it was bigger. Yeah, it was bigger because it had a little bit more to it. But it looked like a movie prop, right, Pete?
It did. It looked like something out of 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
I was expecting to hear how. Well, I was in. I put it on. I have a picture with me in it.
Oh, you do. Well, you know what? Brittany did that as well. I didn't know. I was like, I thought she was putting on a movie prop, and they were doing pictures. And then I realized, hey, that's that helmet.
That's
thing.
How you got sick. You were putting on helmet.
I didn't do
on
it.
Everybody's head.
I did not put
I
the
didn't
helmet
get
on.
Sick. Brittany's getting ready to get on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll find out what she has to say here momentarily. But
I tried the helmet. I didn't get sick. Maybe it stopped me from getting sick.
Well, okay. So they had this. Rebreather contraption. Now it's a prototype type of device, but I actually walked by while they were doing their presentation at the Go Dive Now pool there on the DEMA show floor, and Big Wave Dave told me, he's like, I was like, what is this thing? Just like a surface supplied air thing or something that just looks really freaky or something or what? And he goes, no, it's a rebreather. And I'm like, what? And then they explained how their cartridges inside it that give them a certain amount of air or whatever. And then and they had a guy in the water with this thing on, and I was watching him, and he looked like he was living. But I don't know. Later, I read something that there was an issue or something. I don't know.
What? The guy to ask about this would be Dr. Doug.
Well, maybe. Right. Maybe. Yes, Pete, go ahead.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
By prototype, do you mean vaporware?
Vaporware is what? It just doesn't exist.
Vaporware is where they talk about it and they don't really have it. But you said this product was actually working under the water there.
The guy had one on. I don't know if it was doing what it was or he was just holding his breath, but he was underwater on it.
Safe down to 3 feet.
Yeah.
So this thing is completely self-contained.
He said it was 100 feet for an hour.
Right.
He said it was 100 feet for an hour.
That's what
they're saying.
Completely
self-contained. There's no external tanks, no nothing.
Yeah, and no bailout. No, a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
It's kind of freaky. I mean, look, if they can make it work, maybe they'll be onto something.
It's
got to
be super heavy, right?
I don't know. I didn't
yeah, actually, it was fairly light. And really? It was lighter than I thought it was going to be. And my concern was in the water that you'd be a true bubblehead. Your head would rise up. He says just a little bit.
Right.
So it's like a full face mask. We have it full of stuff of the, because I put it on, it didn't have the canisters in.
Mm-hmm.
He said you'd have the weight of the canisters in it. He said it'd be almost neutral, but a little buoyant while you're in there. But I when I dive a rebreather, and that's what he's claiming this is, I have several redundancies that I can go out to, that I can bail out to in case of anything going awry.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had an issue in the pool, but hey, you can stand up in that pool.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if now I'm just going by something I read. Was there an issue? Were you there at that presentation?
I was not there at that presentation. Okay. I had, if you remember, I'm still recovering from the broken leg.
All right.
And so I got to see all of the show. I took 3 days and did it a third of the show a day, and I only had so many minutes to apply to anything. And
well, understood.
That was more a laughing thing than it was anything.
Well,
else.
And I agree. And I don't want to say the wrong thing either. When I say I heard there was an incident, I don't really know. And I don't know that it was anything serious or anything like that at all. I don't believe it was, but just something with the presentation didn't quite go as what they were hoping for or didn't plan out quite exactly. Kind of like that Elon Musk thing. When the guy threw the ball at the window, you know, maybe, I don't know if something like that happened or not, but regardless.
It looked better than his truck.
right.
than the new Tesla truck. But I agree. You know, that's about it.
Yeah, but it, you know, it is pretty spacey looking, and you know, if the guy can produce this thing, and it's kind of interesting, it's out of Russia. We don't normally see this type of innovation come out of that part of the world. I don't think, do we? Have you ever seen anything like that, Pete?
No.
Yeah. I mean, kind of unique. So it's kind of like a perfect storm of what the hell is this? Where the hell did this come from?
I do know that those people over there are diehard divers.
Well, I have no doubt. I'm sure there are.
Hey, if you ever go to a trade show, a diving show there, they have a whole section roped off to chainsaws and how to cut through the ice so they can go diving. That's badass.
That's hardcore, anyway. Man. Yeah.
We didn't see one chainsaw at DEMA. Okay.
There's always next year in New Orleans. And
Greg's idea of badass diving is having to carry his own gear.
Oh, that's true. That's what I got Barry for. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Tarek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. Next big dive trip for me is supposed to be the Maldives, by the way, at the end of January. You can call up Explore Ventures. And if you were paying attention last week, you know that we announced a major deal, which is pretty cool. Because the only way you will be able to take advantage of it is by listening to the show. This isn't going out online. This isn't going out to any newsletters, anything like that, any other forums other than listening to Scuba Radio. And that is when you call them up, 1-800-322-3577, and mention Scuba Radio, they will give you $100 off of any trip that they offer. Not combined with any other discount deals or anything like that, but... You want to go on an Explore Ventures trip?
and you are a Scuba Radio listener, well, now all you got to do is mention it, and they will give you $100 off as a friendly little gift. We're only doing that for a very limited time, by the way, so take advantage of it, especially for the holiday gift-giving season, and take advantage of it. We made that announcement at DEMA last week, which was everybody was pretty happy about that. Everybody that heard my voice won something. That's pretty cool, huh, CJ?
Well, that's just like life. No pain, no gain. If you got to go through the agony of listening to this show, you should at least get something for it.
It does go back to paying off our listener. So that's why we do this. So we thank them for that. So
what's
once
the greatest
again,
radio show ever, Greg?
Well, they're dive champion of the world, at least.
I'm straight.
Yeah. So
it's definitely the greatest radio show produced in this studio.
Thank you. Also, let's see. Did we? I think we. Did we? We got Brit. We got the Aqua
we have
Gypsy.
The beautiful Brittany
connected the other way. How are you, Brittany?
I'm good. Thank you. Sorry, I'm late. I was getting my passport photos.
Passport. Oh, you're getting ready to travel outside of the country with us. Is that the plan? We'll go with that.
That is the plan.
All right. All right. So
that was the only acceptable excuse.
Or answer. Absolutely. Now, what about you, Brittany? We were talking about that helmet thing that we saw at the DEMA show. By the way, Pete from Scuba Board, what was the name of this thing? Do we know? I don't even remember what the name of that product from Russia was.
I don't remember the name either. It left such a good impression.
Yeah, Brittany got her a picture with it as well. Brittany, do you remember what that thing was called?
I actually put it on my head.
You put it on your head, but you didn't remember what to name it or what it was named.
I do. I know the name. It is called the...
She's
the dive helmet.
Yeah, it's... Breather dive helmet.
Damn you.
Your father.
I thought it was a mini bob.
The mini bob, yeah, I did. I thought it was a surface, supplied air thing, but it was not. It was a rebreather contraption.
It was called Dark
it's actually
Helmet.
Called the Hydroid.
Hydroid, which is very similar.
Sounds like something you would pop.
Yeah, Hydroid.
You don't want to. Don't want to mess with Hydroid. They sting.
Yeah,
remember that.
Yeah. Usually
it's
need kind of like
one helmet. Yeah, it's all-in-one helmet for underwater exploration.
Yeah, I'm not sure, from a marketing standpoint, the Hydroid is really translates well from Russian into
Well, Hydro, water, and droid, sort of robotic. That's
or,
kind of cool.
I don't know, when you think of Roid.
Do you have to polish this helmet?
Hydro is pretty shiny. The evil people in the Marvel comics.
Okay.
Captain America.
Yeah, or I don't know. I think of hemorrhoids, but maybe that's just me.
That's what I'm thinking.
But regardless.
Hydroid, hemorrhoid, tomato, tomato. Yeah.
Lancet.
So,
hey,
anyway.
Greg.
Yes, go ahead, Pete.
I did get a new mermaid joke at DEMA this year.
Oh, got ahead. Let's get it over with. We have no
How
choice.
Do mermaids wash their tail?
Kristen, do you know the answer? She's heard them all, I'm sure, as being a mermaid.
Hopefully soap and water.
What do you say, Kristen?
I did not hear what you had asked. I apologize.
Okay, wake up and listen. Go ahead. Say it again. What is it?
How do mermaids wash their tails?
Kristen?
I don't have as if it's Pete saying anything. I can't hear him saying
anything. Oh, okay. Tide. Elias Tide. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh my God. So funny.
Really?
So damn manatees.
Now we know the reason why Kristen can't hear you.
See, I was paying attention.
It's called selective hearing.
You are forgiven. You are definitely forgiven.
I don't think you missed much.
Yeah, you didn't. But
Pete wants to know how you wash your tail.
With Tide.
I actually have a new product that I use.
If you have
now,
to explain it, guys, come on.
Yeah, it's a joke. Good point. All right. Well, enough of this.
No, but it's really true. I do.
What's the answer, Pete?
He already gave it. Just be quiet. Just all of you, quit talking. I'm just going to mute him, CJ.
Good call.
Yeah. I've had enough of this quote unquote scuba radio, scuba squad. They can't stay up with everyone. We'll get them. We'll get them in check here for hour two. Yeah. Look, this helmet, this Hydroid thing.
Hemorrhoid.
The Russian hemorrhoid Let's bring him back. Let's just bring him back. I can't.
Oh, golly. I bet you Kristen can't see Pete. That's why.
Well, she's not allowed to, you know. But regardless, there are some other products that might be more noteworthy that I want to dig a little deeper
such
into
as?
An hour or two. Well, though, there was this little light stick that the Aqua Gypsy and myself came across, plus a housing for our iPhones that was actually really economical and available now on Amazon. So we're going to dive a little deeper into that in hour two, possibly talk with Big Wave Dave. And who knows? We might get into a few other little fun little tidbits as we reflect on DEMA 2019 and being crowned the diving community champions of the world. That's coming up in hour two on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.